There's an important part of pricing, Robert, that I think we should discuss. You're going to get input from your advisors on pricing. Your accountant is going to give you input like, okay, let's determine what all your costs are. Cost of material, cost of labor, cost of shipping,
storage, handling.
And cost of storage and handling. And that's where you're talking about the $35 gain, because we were doing a very short run. And so therefore, the per unit cost was much higher than it is today, because we're doing a much larger run when we do it today. But what will happen is, if you just listen to your accountant and say, oh, okay, and that's what you use to price it, you're forgetting the advice of your sales and marketing team and understanding the returns concept. So you have to plug in that leadership skill to say, okay, I've now gotten the information from my accountant. I've gotten the information from my sales and marketing team. What is my mission? My mission is to help people elevate their financial well-being. If they buy this game, I want them to play it. And that's how you ended up coming to that price, because we wanted people to invest in their future.
So in summary, that's what we're talking about, product. We use one product to sell another product sometimes, and the product is not often always accepted. But once you develop your first line of products, then your job as an entrepreneur is to refine and make your products even better. And that's why I'm really happy with this product, because this is a synthesis of everything we've done up to this point. And I am ecstatic about You Can Choose to Be Rich, because it is a high-powered information package that my rich dad would be very proud of.